Here's the 8 o'clock news with Brian Jennings.
British police have said last night's incident, in which a car was driven into a crowd at a parade celebrating Liverpool Football Club's Premier League title win, is not connected to terrorism. Four children were among around 50 people injured in what police described as an horrific incident. Police in Merseyside said a 53-year-old British man who is from the Liverpool area was arrested. Our correspondent Fiona Mitchell.
Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer called the scenes in Liverpool last night appalling, saying his thoughts were with all of those injured or affected. He also thanked the emergency services for their swift response when multiple pedestrians were hit by a car as large crowds gathered in Liverpool city centre for Liverpool's Premier League title celebrations. A police statement said a 53-year-old white British man from the Liverpool area had been arrested. Witnesses described the speed with which events unfolded, as some spoke of jumping out of the way of the vehicle. Police urged people who had been present not to share distressing footage from the scene on social media, with Merseyside Police and Crime Commissioner Emily Spurrell asking people not to speculate as investigations continue.
The Minister for Housing, James Brown, will today seek Cabinet approval to allow developers apply in certain cases for a 3-year planning permission extension. The move comes as the ESRI will tell an Oireachtas committee later today that it does not expect any major increase in housing supply this year and next year. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.
In its opening statement to the Oireachtas Committee on Housing, the ESRI is forecasting that just over 34,000 homes will be delivered in 2025 and 37,000 next year. The ESRI believes that planning reform, land management and modern construction methods are key to creating a housing system that better meets the needs of Ireland's expanding population. To that end, the Housing Minister, following extensive consultation with Minister of State John Cummins, will today present a proposal to government to extend planning permission where housing developers have faced delays because of things like judicial reviews, a lack of finance and infrastructure difficulties. The Housing Committee will also hear from the Central Bank today, who expect the number of new homes to rise to 44,000 by 2027. But it says that addressing the housing shortfall progressively over the next 25 years will require an average of 54,000 new homes every year.
Separately, the Taoiseach Simon Harris will ask the Cabinet to give the green light to a draft bill to prohibit the importation of goods from illegal settlements in the occupied Palestinian territory. It will then go before an Oireachtas committee next month for scrutiny. Mr. Harris will say that Israel's humanitarian blockade and renewed bombardment of Gaza has resulted in a situation of unprecedented gravity. A search of bogland in County Offaly will resume this morning as part of the investigation into the murder of Fiona Pender, who went missing in 1996. A remote area near Killy village was sealed off yesterday as Specialist Gardaí began a search. The operation is expected to last a number of days. Public access to the site has been blocked while the search takes place. The government will today issue an apology to the family of a County Monaghan cyclist who was killed in a hit-and-run incident almost 14 years ago. Shane O'Farrell was knocked off his bike and fatally injured by a driver who should have been in jail at the time. Our North East correspondent, Mark O'Driscoll.
Siggy Mantis Grajewska was driving the car that hit 23-year-old law graduate Shane O'Farrell as he was cycling near his home in Carrickmacross in August of 2011. Grajewska was a repeat offender on bail. A court ruling meant he should have been in jail at the time of the collision. This afternoon, following years of campaigning by the O'Farrell family, Minister for Justice Jim O'Callaghan will offer them a public apology in the Dáil. The family have long called for a public inquiry to be set up into the aspects of the justice system that they say failed Shane O'Farrell, something also called for by Minister Jim O'Callaghan when in opposition. The O'Farrell family are expected to be in the Dáil for this afternoon's apology, just what exactly that apology will contain and if it will go far enough as to set up a public inquiry and grant the family's long-made request remains to be seen.
People from deprived communities continue to have poorer health outcomes than those from affluent areas, new research on barriers to social inclusion has found. However, the ESRI report, which was commissioned by Pubble, found there had been improvements in areas of employment and education. Kate Carlin reports.
This report highlights the progress and challenges in Ireland's efforts to promote social inclusion. Using data from the Pubble Deprivation Index and the 2016 and 2022 censuses, it found that the health outcomes for those in deprived areas has continued to decline. From 2016 to 2022, the difference in poor health between the most affluent small areas and the most deprived small areas increased. These trends are likely to have been influenced by the pandemic, and the report says raises important considerations for healthcare resourcing and allocation in the coming years. The report found improvements in the areas of education and unemployment, with a decline in unemployment in independent urban towns, while education levels in Ireland have improved consistently over the past two decades.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Looking for lower cost heating? Why not upgrade to an award-winning HVO biofuel-ready Grant Vortex condensing boiler? Visit grant.ie.
Cloudy and wet across the country this morning as outbreaks of rain spread northeastwards. There'll be further outbreaks of rain into the afternoon. Highest temperatures 10 to 14 degrees.